the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, so this woman woke up, and I suppose I would love to hear to things that you woke up to in your home. Like, oh, I always think of my sister-in-law. When she and my brother were first married, she woke up to a bat on her face, and she felt the wings. Mm. And that is stuck with me for, I mean, they've been married for 24 years at this point. And it's still, every time anybody mentions a bat, I think of one on someone's face. Mm-hmm. That's awful. This is also awful what happened to this woman. So she wakes up, something's dripping on her, and that's just the beginning of the problems.
A shocking discovery. An El Paso woman recounts the moments as she woke up to blood dripping from her apartment ceiling.
Blood.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Daniel Muddy.
And I'm Natasha Paloma. This happened at the Cielo Vista Apartments in East El Paso. KTSM 9 News reporter Stephanie Shields tells us where that blood was coming from.
Well, Daniel, Natasha, imagine you're sleeping in your bed and you start to feel something drip on your face.
And you remember, I shouldn't fall asleep with my legs above my head.
Oh, God. Upon turning on the lights, you see what you thought was water is actually blood dripping from the ceiling. It sounds like something from a horror movie, but that's what actually happened to Ana Cardenas, who lives here on the ground floor apartment. What we're about to show you may be disturbing.
Okay, without even seeing it, really quick, like, even if it's just a little, I would be not okay.
Oh, right? No. I mean, I would never go back.
Waking up to a little blood dripping on you is still too much blood dripping on you.
Right. I don't know how much it is. I assume it's more than a little.
Yeah.
Mi apartamento está lleno de sangre.
Ana Cardenas waking up in a panic after seeing blood dripping from her ceiling, the fan spreading it across the room.
Right through where the ceiling fan is. It was spinning. Shooting it all over.
Yeah, it's just flinging it.
It's shooting it all over the room.
It grossed me out. I was in shock. I thought, this isn't real. This is a dream. Wake up. I called maintenance, and they said, are you sure? And I said, blood is falling on me. After calling 911, Anna learned the blood, which covered her bed, clothing, furniture, and even her hair, was coming from the neighbor in the upstairs apartment.
Oh, my God. That's so...
Yeah, it's a bummer.
I mean, there's a pool of blood on the bed.
It's not a miracle fan.
I hope they say the neighbor upstairs was shooting a funny horror film, and it's just...
Oh, had some excess corn syrup and... Die.
A man somewhere between ages 55 and 70 had died. The firefighters knocked down his door
and corpuscles just fell apart. Oh. He just started oozing goo.
Corpuscles.
Best. So it's as bad as, this is worst case scenario.
This is actually, worse than I had imagined.
I mean, was he eating a feces pie when he died? I mean, is there a way for it to be worse?
His door, and the body was laying exactly where my fan is underneath. He had carpet,
that inconsiderate man.
But the blood seeped through to my ceiling. Anna says police determined her neighbor died from natural causes and was decomposing for about 5 to 6 days.
Well, that makes it better. Wow. Oh, my God.
Next line.
Quita y se viene el chorro de sangre otra vez.
Took my fan down and a pool of blood came pouring down. Yeah. That's what she said.
It was just in there.
Anna says her mattress was destroyed from the blood, and now she battles apartment management for compensation.
Boy, this should be a pretty open and shut case. Like, well, a guy died and fell into your apartment drip by drip.
Yeah, it's not our fault you didn't buy dead neighbor insurance. Yeah.
But, you know, it's an apartment.
Exactly.
There are, 90% of them are evil. And don't want to do anything.
So the broad stroke is 90% of apartment owners are evil.
Yeah, I just looked that up. That's a statistical fact.
I think that's accurate.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah, how many stories have you heard from somebody say, I live in an apartment and the management company is the best? That never comes up.
No.
They never do news stories about that.
No, the only time all the apartments we lived in, the best managements were the ones that were normal. Where they weren't mean.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It meant they left you alone.
Yes.
It meant
yes.
They didn't come to your door, knock on it, and tell you to turn music down. That was it. That's the best you get.
That's it, yeah.
KTSM walked through her apartment after it was disinfected. The ceiling had been taken out, but flies and a foul smell still linger.
Oh.
Anna says her apartment management does not return her calls. We tried calling as well.
Maybe the manager lived upstairs.
Yeah, I think like...
Oh, good point.
You imagine. Oh. I feel like also they're supposed to really take everything out and trash it. If it has a deceased person's blood, like...
I don't know. It's just a biohazard.
That's all. No big deal.
You know, so, not only blood from another person, but a deceased person who has been rotting for a while.
Like, there's no way they got all the blood out of all of those crevices. I say that because they did nothing but take her mattress out and maybe wipe up the floor and the hard surfaces.
Well, if there's flies everywhere, that's a good indication that there's still some in the nooks and crannies.
Oh, thank you for calling Cielo Vista Apartment. We are either away from our desk or with a customer.
But we just received... Sure.
We're with a customer who just died and is bleeding into the neighbor's bedroom.
We just received the voicemail. Anna says for now she's traumatized, can't eat or sleep, and needs a medical exam to ensure she doesn't have an infection.
Oh my God, you haven't had a medical exam yet?
Should have been the thing you did before you even worried about the mattress.
Oh my God, you're out of your mind.
She said it's all pretty funny.
Anna says she did not renew her lease and continues to search for an apartment in her budget. In the meantime, she is waiting to hear back from apartment owners to compensate for her damaged belongings. And there is a GoFundMe available. We'll have that link on our website, ktsm.com. Stephanie Shields, KTSM 9 News.
That is awful, Stephanie. Thank you very much for that.
Unrelated, but you know, it's even worse.
Ron, I understand your abandoned grandpa died.
Yeah.
Weird coincidence.
Yeah,
that is,
man,
just truly awful.
This text: my coffee has never tasted so gross as it has during this story.
Does
but
it
it's almost gone.
Vaguely metallic,
like a bunch of pennies.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what's been dripping in it while you were away.
Yeah,
God,
could have been anything.
Oh,
this text: I woke up to a cat falling through the ceiling and landing on my face. Went to school with scratches all over my face. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Like from a neighbor. From an upstairs neighbor, I wonder.
How does that happen?
Wow.
What kind of weak ceilings did you live
on? Got to be like a drop-down ceiling, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
A wet drop-down ceiling?
Probably.
How did that not stink? Somebody else had the experience.
That's what I'm surprised of.
They found a vague, smelly fluid coming through their roof, and they called the police, and turns out the upstairs neighbor had passed away. It wasn't directly over it and not as bad as this. But
whoa.
Well, that almost sounds worse. Vague smell. If it had happened in the same way, I would have taken blood over vague smelly fluid.
Yeah. Like, what is that?
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.